right, we're Facebook Live, so I'm just going to get the recording.
You have any questions or are you good to go?
No, I'm good to go. Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us on the Rescue and Revive Gospel Show. It's Pastor Domenico Denisi. And once again, we're here at the High Falls Center, the headquarters for Rescue and Revive Ministries, in studio, so to speak. And today our guest is going to be Maribel Torres. Did I say that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Maribel, I met you at a ministry called Out of Darkness.
Yes.
That's where I originally met you. I was asked by Sonia and Lewis to do a devotional there for the ladies. We probably will end up talking about Out of Darkness a little bit as well, too. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about you and let's talk about the gospel and Jesus and put it all together. To begin with, let me hear, because I have a feeling it's going to be quite interesting. Mm-hmm. I know you're from Puerto Rico originally, right?
Yes.
You're an entrepreneur. You have your own business.
I have my own business.
So tell us a little bit about the most important thing about Maribel as far as your testimony, because testimony is powerful. And many times when guests come on the show, whether it's down in Avon at the WYSL studios or here at Rescue and Revive Ministry headquarters, I'll ask them about the testimony. Because mm-hmm. testimony is, I say, it's like putting on gloves. Like you wear it. Mm-hmm. It's your own personal story. So take a few minutes to tell us about how you, Maribel Torres, came to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
And well, the most important for me about my testimony is who I am in Christ.
Yes.
And who I am portrayed to others.
Yes.
In this world. So, and that's, you know, me imitating mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. So,
right.
And learning and applying the word mm-hmm. to me is very important. So, when I came to Rochester, my cousin was the one who brought me to church. I never been in the Pentecostal church
okay.
because my family is Catholic, and that's the background.
That's a big
so
difference. Catholic, Pentecostal,
yes,
it must have been very different for you.
Very different,
right.
But I fell in love with the yeah. word and knowing who Jesus was and
yeah.
is, so it caught my attention to continue going to church. And
yeah.
then, like I mentioned before, I love music.
Sure.
So the music, I fell in love with the music. I love to sing. I don't know how to sing, but I love to sing and make noise.
That's great.
So,
that's
and I
sense.
Know God is, you know, clapping and,
yeah, yeah.
and having fun with me. So, but from there, I learned a lot about who Jesus was.
Yes.
From there, you know, like sometimes Jesus move you and the Lord move you. So I went to another church, and I think my being here in Rochester, I had me moving church like four times,
okay.
which is good. So it's not like going everywhere.
Sure.
It was just like learning little by little
sure.
and keep moving forward to see where God wants me.
Yes.
So in so 4 years ago, four, because
mm-hmm.
it was in the pandemic.
Yes.
I learned who Jesus is.
Okay, let me pause right there. That's amazing. How
yes.
did you learn who Jesus is? What was it? Was it one specific scripture, word, something
yes.
outside? What was
we were so isolated,
mm-hmm.
and a friend of mine that I met her through my Zumba licensing
yes. mm-hmm.
and business. So she is very close to the Lord, and she her testimony is amazing. So when I heard her, she said she wanted to do a group, you know, virtually. So we start using Zoom, and we call it Masterpiece.
Okay.
We are a Masterpiece, and we start learning about Matthew and who and John.
The gospel,
so
man.
We
the
were
gospels.
Like, yeah, the
yeah.
gospel. So we were back and forth, and then we learn about forgiveness, and to come to Christ, you need to step back,
mm-hmm.
look at your past, and
yes.
start working in the present for your future.
I like that.
I love it. Let
me say that. That's a really
yes.
good phrase, what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Am I, and correct me if I'm wrong, so I was looking at your bio, your resume, so on and so
mm-hmm.
forth. So maybe you've been around the church for a long time.
Yes.
You've been around the church, Catholic, but
yes.
you didn't know Jesus.
No.
It's been about 4 years.
Yes.
All right, so continue from there.
Yes. So, and so I learned how to how God forgave us and how we have to forgive. So I wasn't talking to my brother for 12 years, and I miss him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very, my pride was too high.
Yes,
and my stubbornness was there.
Right.
So, and she teaching us who Jesus was with the apostles and with the people that were like betraying him.
For sure.
And, you know, going through all that journey, I'm like, who am I not to forgive my brother? Who am I,
mm-hmm.
you know, to not do what Jesus is telling us
yeah.
to do and the purpose of, you know, like what we have to do. So I have to call my brother. So I did call. My family was like, what are you doing? Because my character was very strong. My words very direct. And they were very afraid for me because it's going to start over and over another, you know, issue with my brother. And then I'm going to say, no, I change. This is what I want. I met Jesus through the gospel, through my friend, through how, you know, he is with us.
So let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was going through the gospels of Matthew, John, going through those on a Zoom call.
Yes.
That
mm-hmm.
your spirit kind of came alive. You were
yes.
quickened.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when you realized.
It was like a yeah. thirst right there. Yeah. I'm like, I have this thirst to like keep learning about Jesus and learning and not only learning, but like changing myself.
I understand.
To make sure that I can reach out to others.
Wonderful.
Because if you don't change yourself and you want to minister
yeah.
to others,
yeah,
it's not worth it.
Transformation.
Yes.
Transformation. That's the key to being born.
Yes.
Born again, born from above by the power of God's Spirit. So
mm-hmm.
with that being said, when I'm listening to you, it seems like the key word is forgiveness.
Yes.
That's what it was. Realizing
mm-hmm.
that Christ has forgiven you. You
mm-hmm.
need to forgive others. Forgive
mm-hmm.
your brother. That's powerful testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hear more
mm-hmm.
as we go on, but just
yes.
to get into some other aspects so people can learn more about you and about your mm-hmm. business. With that being said, let's talk about your business. You're an entrepreneur like myself.
Yes.
Have a business myself, CPR training. You have a business and it has to do with fitness.
Yes.
And I was looking at the name of it, some of the things you do, and I always say this, you can find out, this is,
mm-hmm.
I think you may agree with this, you can find out a lot about a person now about their social media pages.
Oh, yes.
You
definitely.
Literally can.
Yes,
so
yes.
I went to your social media pages,
yes.
and this is what I see. I see fitness, God, family. I think those are all good things.
Yes.
And so
that's
let's talk
correct.
A little bit about let's talk about your business. What is the name of your business? What you do? I know you do Zumba. I know you do
mm-hmm.
a bunch of different things. Talk a little
yes.
bit about that.
My business is called Fit Balance.
Okay.
I want to be fit as
yeah.
a physical, but balance to have a balance with God, family,
and your
mm-hmm. work. So, and that's the balance that's why I put Fit Balance. And it's, I put Z because that is the last thing that you can do for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so be fit, balance.
Oh, I got it.
So,
it.
And that's my business. Yes, I do Zumba. I do all kind of like different classes for fitness. I do cycling. I do personal training. So, and one thing that I
yeah.
had before, it was a nutrition club. And that nutrition club, I told God, if you allow me to open this, everybody from that door and inside is going to know about you.
Wow,
I just want you to be my partner. And that's how I became like super successful in that. And
yeah.
then I start helping other people to do the same. So, and I love it. And guys know that everybody that approach me or talk to me about my business, they know who I am and then who he
yeah.
is.
That's really powerful. You know, that challenges
yep.
me because I just recently was thinking, man, do I pray for my business? Do I involve? When I first started my business, I really started it with I was going to share the gospel after every classes, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't always work. It worked out. Some people were offended, which makes sense. Anyways,
mm-hmm.
that's 20 years in the making.
Yeah.
Now I realize my business is, I have to treat it as a business. However, the ministry for the Lord comes out of that.
Yes.
And I still have some great ministry opportunities, service opportunities for people to tell them about Jesus, to talk to them about the gospel. And for you to say, hey, if you do this for me, I'm going to tell everybody about you. I think that's powerful.
Yes.
And I could tell you're an entrepreneur. You know how I know?
Mm-hmm.
Two ways. You telling me, are you sure the camera's okay for Facebook Live? And also the Z at the end, the way you think creatively. So entrepreneurs, usually they're leaders, right?
Yes.
They're independent
mm-hmm.
thinkers, they're creative thinkers,
mm-hmm.
so on and so forth.
Yes.
So you're mobile with your business, right?
Yes, I am.
So if somebody wanted to take a class, because I know you have different classes going on now, you had one this morning, right? Where was that one this morning?
I had two. I had cycling and I had Zumba Gold.
Where are
they? I do with the seniors in Greens Ridge Community Center.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. I do mobile if people want like personal training. Mm-hmm. So and they don't want to go out of the home. I have my equipment and I just take it over and we do personal training and
I just keep
traveling. And then I have some contract with different community centers and different senior centers.
So the one you're at, was that Town of Greece?
That's Town of Greece.
So that's my customer too. All their AED machines, those are my AEDs. So
okay.
I stick around and plus I go there, I'll walk the track sometimes.
Okay.
It's a great track.
I love it. It's new.
It's a great track. It's beautiful. Yeah, so they're my partner. I offer my children's courses there too.
Oh, nice.
Twice a year. Plus we've offered CPR, so I work with them as well.
Yes.
Had a good long-lasting relationship with them. So my background, I was a phys ed teacher.
Okay.
So I have a similar somewhat background in that as far as that goes as well.
Yeah.
So let's build on that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us maybe just one or two quick stories, testimonies, because believe it or not, I told you go by fast. We're almost halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
One or two quick testimonies / stories about opportunities you've had, people you've worked with.
Because
you said, God, you opened this up for me.
Yes.
I'll tell everybody about you. Tell us one or two
opportunities. Well, you get so surprised when you think that you're not doing anything, but yet when people come to social media and say, Mary, because of empty mindfulness, I did this.
Right.
You know, like she took me to church, and oh, thank God, I didn't go through this because of her.
Yes.
And I'm like here, like wow, you know. Sometimes you look for that, like for that praise that people praise you,
but
but you don't need to because God worked with you.
Yes.
As long as you have God as your partner in anything, He got your back.
Yes, that's right.
So, and when people just like look, like talk about you in social media, or like even when I go to Walmart, people knew my name before. I was like Maribel Get Fit. So, and they're like, they don't call me like Maribel. They say, oh, the Zumba lady, oh, the girl,
Zumba,
she prays here, or she had the group. So, you know, like when people talk about you without you like looking for.
Yes. Right.
Or not, you notice like, wow, you're doing your job. You're doing what you told God to do, like you were doing. So, and that made me like, you know, like thank God and continue doing, you know, what
his work.
So you have a purpose. So I love that. And I have been like helping people not only with their businesses, but like with the faith. I invite them to, you know, congregate. People, they don't like to go to church. And I say, don't pay attention to other people. Pay attention to what God has for you. And then I look into the Bible and say, this is what the Bible said about, you know, going to church.
So,
which church is us. And then they don't understand. And then I have to explain. So that's, you know. I have opened all the things, you know, for God, like groups in the mornings or like Amigas Conectadas.
I was just going to ask you about that.
Oh, yeah. That's my baby right there.
Let me say this to you, though. So here's what I'm getting. Along with you obviously being an entrepreneur, I can tell as I'm sitting here listening to your story, so to speak, in these last 4 years, what I see is a young, budding evangelist. I can tell your personality, that your excitement, how you're operating right now. And so that's encouraging and exciting to me because Jesus Christ, his name and his message, the whole world needs it. And so I can hear that in you and how you're using God's word and spiritual things and intertwining them with the physical. So let me ask you this to build off that a little bit. What would you say to somebody? Because with my background as well, phys ed, coaching, teaching, et cetera, whatever the case may be, what would you say to people, because we live in a country where people struggle, quite honestly, with fitness, diet. We have huge problems with that. And maybe it's not, there's not enough attention given to that area, the physical, even in Christendom or Christianity. So how would you encourage, or what would you say to somebody who says, well, that's not really important, or how do I get better at that? What would you say to them as far as wanting to improve themselves? Yes, number one, spiritually. Well, maybe they really struggle and not doing well physically. What would you say to them? How would you help them?
I will help them by asking them how much the copay is.
That's a great question.
How much the copay is.
Yeah.
It's better to spend that in your own self.
Yes.
You know, for your physical and mentally, because let me tell you, My background is sociology, and I have been working as a social worker for 26 years, case management, you name it. So, and it's more costly to go to ER, not only with the cost, not only with the copayment, but mentally, because really even when you go there, you get like that anxiety, that depression, really that sadness, all that. So I bring that first to the table.
How much is your copay? Mine's $50, by
the way.
So not that I go very often, but that's a great question.
But the other day was $376 when I went to the my husband went to the pharmacy, and that was a copay for this person for
that's
this
amazing.
Medicine.
Wow.
Yes, we don't have a lot. Mine is like $20. Yeah. It's okay, but $20 that you can spend on yourself.
Wellness rather than sickness.
Exactly.
So you're going positive with them.
Yes,
so,
yes. And then when they are Christian, I said, who is this temple belongs to?
Yes. That's the truth.
Because as a Christian, you need to understand that part. Yeah. And sometimes we let that pass. And
I've seen so many people, male and female, who when they get up into their 50s, 60s, they lose their health. They're Christians. They're solid. They're strong believers.
Yeah.
They're evangelists. They're pastors. They're out there in the community. But their health in their 50s and particularly maybe 60, 70, they can't really do anything.
Yeah, but they're not as strong in the heart.
Yeah.
Which is
right
here. Because this one is the one that is working right now, like physically, but mentally they're not strong.
Yeah.
Because if you are like really a Christian and really strong in ministry and pastoring, and your health is like not good because of your neglecting
it's connected
it,
to the mental. Yeah.
That is a problem right there. Yeah. So and that's something that I learned.
Yeah.
I applied, and then I have to talk about it.
You're taking, again, from listening, you're taking your background of sociology, you're taking your background of fitness, and you're taking now your newfound, really, excitement of this faith in Christ and intertwining it all, body, mind, soul.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people we're made in the image of God, body, soul, spirit. I mean, that's what it is. It's the triune God, you know, one God who exists in three persons, and that's a reflection of us, body, soul, and spirit. So I commend you for that. I think that's excellent that you're doing that. Talk a little bit about this Amigas. What is it, a conference or is it a connection group?
It's
because I saw the flyer for it.
Amigas Conectadas is connected friend in English. So we're connecting everybody that needs help in any of the areas that we need in this life.
Okay.
Business, personal, you name it. Yeah. I am number one in personal development. So, and that's why we, it's a group of women. So I throw the idea on the table, and that's how we came out with the name. Well, with the name, I came out with the name, but all with the strategy. So it's a conference that we celebrate annually. So it's a third year anniversary. What we do, we talk about what women have been, you know, going through, successes, obstacles, challenges, you name it. And it's not, because the name is Latino, it's okay, because we need, as a Latino, we need have something. But it's for everyone, who needs support, inspiration, motivation, all that. So, and that's what Amigas Conectadas came from. And then every month we're meeting, and right now we are, you know, bringing the word of God, because we need that in our life. So every month we meet, and we have a little, I call it breakfast between friends, and we bring a word of God, we do any activities, and we just like, you know, equip these girls, you know, this woman, even myself, with the word and other things
so
that we need.
It's really equipping, encouragement, inspiration, all those type of words. That's excellent. You need that. I mean, I found that you need that, whether it's a men's group, a women's group, a Latinx group, whatever it is. Yes. That's really, really important.
People, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to go to church,
that's true.
But they want to come to this group.
Yes.
And
I
why not, you know, talk about everything that you need in that in those groups?
You told me, and we only have, unfortunately, about 9 minutes left, but you told me something. We were talking about something before we officially started the interview that I thought was interesting, because the time we live in now, when it comes to people attending church or Christians, many of them, some who are very strong in their faith, they go to two different churches, they go, and I think what we have to understand is, where we are in time, where people are, is that that's okay. In my opinion, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But both you and I seem to be both kingdom-minded, meaning about we work across denominational lines, we work through the entire body of Christ.
Exactly.
And I think, tell me about what are the advantages you found of working with people that aren't just Pentecostal or aren't just Baptist, or just working across the whole spectrum of Christianity.
That they have one vision, serving.
I like that.
Serving, yeah. and doing God's purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where I fall
service,
into.
Service, yeah. The gospel,
so service is,
people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are imitating what Jesus was doing when,
yeah,
he was here in earth.
True.
You know, serving. He,
yeah,
came here to serve, and we are here to serve others.
Yeah, that's a good word. That's
so,
a good word. Yeah,
that's what I have been, you know, experiencing going to different churches.
Yeah, that's
so,
really,
yeah,
really good.
Mm-hmm. And praying that God guide me to the church that I can serve,
yes,
and not just be one person there, one body, or just sitting and filling out that empty seat. It's to work His work.
That's good. Let me ask you one thing, because every guest that comes on, we always, when we get toward the end, we always ask the same question. We have about 5 minutes, but.
Mm-hmm.
You just gave me, as I listened to you 20 minutes ago, you just gave me your testimony, your story of how you really came to know Jesus Christ after being a Catholic for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
You, the Zoom meeting, it was the Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
Those,
yes,
are the red letters of,
oh,
Jesus,
yes,
right? It's the Gospels.
Mm-hmm.
So now if somebody was watching on Facebook Live, as there's a few people watching, or if this was when this plays on the radio, WYSL, whenever, it, either or, if what would you say to somebody who maybe was in your, similar to your position you're in, what would you say to somebody? How would you tell them to seek the Lord, or how would you share the good news,
mm-hmm,
of Jesus Christ with them? Go ahead and just take, mm-hmm, a minute or two to do that.
By reading John.
I love it. Yeah.
You need to know who Jesus is. Otherwise,
yeah,
you're not going to understand anything that,
yeah,
other people are telling you.
Right.
Find a person that knows.
When you say John, the Gospel of
the
John.
The Gospel,
yeah,
of John.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because he will tell you who Jesus is.
Yeah.
And from there, you need to be imitating him.
Yeah.
So when you find that particular friend that understand the gospel, especially John, just like read it. Read,
yeah,
it and read, not only reading it, study it, apply it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I have my couple Bibles, and I just read about, I mean, over them, and, you know, like penetrate in that word.
Yeah,
so just read John, and you, the Gospel of John, and you will see what we are talking about.
Yeah, that's,
and
that's
one
good
thing
word
that I want to share also as an entrepreneur, and you guys are an entrepreneur out there, just make sure you're not afraid to talk about Jesus,
yeah,
because he gave you life. He gave you everything that you have, and,
yeah,
you and who you are.
Yeah.
So I was like that. I was afraid to talk because I was embarrassed.
Sure.
And I was like, no. And when I was like reading who Jesus was and is and will be,
yeah,
who am I not to talk about it?
Yeah, that's good. And that's a really good encouragement for,
yeah,
people that are watching, listening, because, you know, there's most people are scared.
Yeah,
they battle fear. They never,
yeah,
they don't share their faith. They don't mention Jesus, and that's,
yeah,
not what we were commissioned to,
exactly,
do. It was the exact opposite. And I'll tell you this: that like yourself, I mean, my business just happened. It wasn't my plan, anything like that. But I think,
mm-hmm,
part of that may,
mm-hmm,
be because my heart was to tell the people about the Lord. And even,
mm-hmm,
though that's still the case, it's tweaked, and I treat it as a business first, we see that God's always there, intertwined,
mm-hmm,
in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we seek first the kingdom in everything that we do. That's a really, really good encouragement. I'm excited for you,
mm-hmm,
because I believe that God's going to continue to grow you in many ways.
Oh, yeah.
And open up doors of opportunity,
mm-hmm,
for you in the work of the ministry, specifically gospel ministry. So,
yes,
I'm really excited about that. We got 2 minutes. Here's what I want you to do in 2 minutes.
Yes.
I want you to share with the people, if they're interested in connecting with you on any level, but specifically with your fitness business, let them know how they can do that. You have 1 minute.
If you are interested in the fitness, personal development, or any personal trainer, my name is Maribel Torres, so you can find me in Facebook or any other social media, MT Mindfulness. And you can call me as well. You can text me at 585-536-7897.
Wonderful. That's great. I'm excited for you, Maribel.
Thank you.
Like I said, a lot of good things ahead for you. I want to just thank everybody, as I always do, or try to, for supporting Rescue and Revive Ministries. We have a lot of exciting events coming up, including our Follow the Cloud open air service that's going to be in Spencerport, New York, right next to the Fireman Exempt Building. That's coming up Saturday, June 29th, noon to 3. Pray that we have great weather. It's a great spot. And, you know, just to finish with that, Spencerport, where I'm pastoring now, Spencerport Bible Church, I discovered by praying through that village and spending now a couple of years in that village, they have the same problems that the people in the city too. They just cover them up better. And so I'm excited about this opportunity because, like you said, this will be out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have people singing praise music in the open, speakers sharing the gospel in the open. So
I'll be there.
Oh, good. Well, thank you again so much for helping us to rescue the lost and revive the saved with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a great day, a great evening. Okay, radio's off, and now the Facebook. Yay. Thank you, Facebook people.
Thank you
for watching.